Blender is a blender is a blender is a blender. This is Dr. Harrell Byerly bringing you instant inspirations from God Unlimited, University of Healing, Absolute Monastery, Worldwide Healing Ministry, Worldwide Worldwide Seminar Center, and the Far Valley Ranch, and the Order of the Absolute, and University of Philosophy, and the School of the Master, and you name it, and we got it. And it is good. And they all teach the same thing. Be yourself and have fun. Lift your eyes up from whatever you're doing to the highest and the best that you are, and fly with it. Now, what's this got to do with being a blender is a blender is a blender? Well, there are many blenders in life. This evening, Sylvia whomped up a dish or two or three, and Ellen had just returned from the dentist, and the dentist said she shouldn't chew. And so Sylvia said, well, I'll buy her some Pablum. And Ellen says, I think we can do something a little different than that. So we dug in the cupboard here, and we found on the bottom shelf a blender that we hadn't used for a long time. It's a long stick blender with a grinder at the bottom. And you just put it down on top of anything, and it just chops it up into fine mush, which is exactly what Ellen wants, mush. And so Sylvia presented this to Ellen in a very tasteful way, separating the mushes from each other on her plate, you know, like mashed potatoes. And Ellen dug in, and she says, this is wonderful. Sounded just like Dodie, you know. This is wonderful.
Whole and perfect.
Whole and perfect. I was just listening to my tapes and putting names on them, my tapes that I've made here and there and everywhere. And one of them I made in the hospital with my sister May. And I was asking May, I said, well, May, what are you planning for Christmas? And she said, I haven't decided. I said, are you going to have turkey or chicken or what are you going to have? And I said, she said, turkey. And I said, are you having chicken? No, she said, we're having turkey. It's very definite. And I said, now, how many should we plan for? You know, are you going to have this at your house, or what are we going to do? Well, of course we're having it at my house here, you know. And so we talked back and forth. But then as soon as we got off of things that were making her forget where she was and what she was doing, then she became the dying swan again. I said, May, don't do that. I said, act like you're full of life, full of spit and vinegar. I said, because you are. You're wonderful. Well, now, I should have really got a blender for her. A blender to blend her life with all the things that are meaningful to her. Now, it was meaningful to her to plan a dinner. It was not meaningful to her to live and to associate with people and to do the things on an everyday basis. But she could skip her consciousness over to the idea of making a dinner and remember how she did that and how she liked doing that, and it was something interesting to her. This merely goes to, if not prove my point, affirm my point, that when we are active in our minds, we are more alert. When we are active in our minds, our thought is more active, more exciting. And so when I got her talking about making the dinner, she wasn't thinking anything about herself and her illness. She was just thinking about the dinner. Now, if we could do some blending like this, get people to talk about things that are interesting to them. You know, this is one of the most unhappy things that people do. No matter how good they are, they can be the biggest wheel in the country. They always want to talk about themselves. And we, being the littlest wheel in the country, or the middle-sized wheel, or wherever we are on that rack of wheels, we too want to talk about ourselves. If I say to you, oh, I had my appendix out, and see, this is a scar from the appendix, and you say, oh, I got it too, I did too, who gives a damn? I just told you I had my appendix out. You should say, oh, That's nice that was taken care of and it didn't do any damage to you. That's great. You had it done just in time. Have you noticed that your health was any better after you had you constantly turning the subject back to the person, constantly asking them questions about themselves, constantly blending with them in this beautiful, wonderful way of realizing we don't need the credit. We don't need to tell them that we had our appendix out. We don't need to tell them that we just got an award too. They come up to us and they say, I just got an award here as the bowler of the month. And I have been working on that very assiduously for weeks and weeks and weeks, months and months and months, in fact. And now I got my bowling rate up and I'm bowler of the month. And you think to yourself, because you happen to just be named woman of the year, you say, my God, that's nothing. You should be named woman of the year. But you see, if you are a beautiful person who likes yourself and doesn't need credit, you won't take anything away from their fire. You won't say you just renamed the woman of the year to sort of belittle them for their minuscule bowling achievement. You say, wow, I never did bowl very well, and I certainly never bowled well enough to win an award. You must be very good. You know, to be bowling, you have to bowl, you have to be one-pointed. You have to keep your eyes right on the pin, right where you want them. You have to be just to the left of the pin or just to the right. You got to see it going down there. It's just like in golf or tennis or anything else. You got to see it one-pointed. You're good. You're really good. And then if you were to say, I was named Woman of the Year, didn't do a damn thing to get it. I was just pretty and happened to know the judge. But, big deal. But the thing is, this person won the bowling championship. They won by skill, by genius, by being one-pointed, by being untouched by what's going on around him. Because, you know, in a bowling alley, a lot of noise, a lot of talk, a lot of nonsense. And over in the other alley, you see the guy strike, and you not quite making it there. And you think, why do I have to be near that guy, you know? But think to yourself, I am near that guy because it rubs off. It rubs off. His ability to strike all the time rubs off. And so I'm going to do that too. Mm-hmm. And you see, this is the genius of blending. Blending your mind with success. Blending your mind with all the beautiful things that make your life to be rewarding and substantially happy and fulfilled. It's a great thing to do. But it does not happen by chance. It happens because you sincerely like yourself. And if you sincerely like yourself, you don't need credit. You don't have to say, oh yeah, I got that award last year. Oh yeah, my brother got it, my sister got it. Yeah, hey, you pay $5 and you get that award. Thanks a lot, you know. Anybody who comes to us, who goes to some of these organizations that will sell you ordination for $5 and sell you a doctor's degree for $10 or something like that, they're available. They're on the internet if you want them. But the thing is, they have no credence. If you say to anybody where you got your degree, they'll say, oh, a diploma mill. Oh, that place. But your ordination is just as effective and sincere when you get it from that place as you get it from any place else. Because this is recognized by the state, it's recognized by the federal government, it's recognized by everybody as a real thing. So even though you did nothing to prepare yourself for it, every person is a minister. Every person has ministered unto themselves and the rest of the world all their life. And so this is not an unusual thing. So nonetheless, what I'm saying is we should not ever belittle whatever achievements someone has. There's an article in here. It's about this man. He was working for a company that was doing things for people, helping them to invest their money and helping them to make a lot of money. He was very successful. And he was running a part of the company. And as he was running, here he is, as he was running for a part of the company, he was running as chairman of the number one online job search site, Monster.com, Jeff Taylor oversees a database of more than 22 million resumes. Despite Taylor's expertise in helping people post their credentials, it turns out that his own are lacking the most important element, accuracy. According to the corporate website of Monster's parent company, TMP Worldwide, Taylor has an executive MRA/OPA from Harvard Business School. And this is not an MBA, and it's not one that takes 4 years full time. It is one that he got by attending a seminar, and it requires only 3 weeks a year for 3 years, a much less impressive credential. He was earning a salary of $950,000 a year, but he was very successful. But the thing is, we don't need to show false credentials. We don't need to do those things. We have talent, but unfortunately they don't let you show your talent unless you can show your credentials. Mm-hmm. And when you show your credentials, then you can do it. Now, our doctorates and our degrees are approved by the state of California. They are part of the secondary program. And though we are not officially, accredited by them, we have to be accredited by another accrediting association, we are on their list as an approved university giving out degrees, and our degrees are signed up with them. We had to sign them up with them to show that they were non-academic degrees. And so we've done everything legal. Anyone who uses our credentials, all they have to do is just say, State of California is here, and we're that there. Now, we'll probably look to having accreditation too, but that costs some $20,000 and $10,000 a year or something like that. I don't know what the prices of them are, but they're quite expensive. There are places that do it for a small amount of money, but they are not highly recognized. Mm-hmm. And we want to be accredited by an organization that is highly recognized, mm-hmm. if at all possible. Mm-hmm. So you want to blend in with whatever you're doing. This guy was a genius. He did a great job, but he didn't have the credentials he said he had. Now, if he had just said to them that he had this other credential, you know, without saying that it was 3 weeks once every 3 years, they probably would have accepted that too. But this is the trouble. The geniuses of our world are oftentimes not the academic people of the world. They are the creative entrepreneurs. Now, you look at Bill Gates. He's a genius. He didn't finish college. He didn't finish anything. He got so excited doing this thing for Microsoft, not Microsoft, but for IBM, that he quit college. And he took a lot of his buddies with him. They quit college. And today they're billionaires, and they're successful in the thing, and they're great because their studying, their learning didn't cease just because they left school. Mm-hmm. And this is the wonderful thing for all of us. Our studying shouldn't cease just because we leave school. We should constantly be looking in the world and not judging, but making decisions as to what is valuable for us to think about and know. I read this without judgment of Jeff Taylor because I didn't think he was bad at all. He merely wasn't specific. He wasn't specific enough. And he did lie, which is not a good thing to do, but he proved himself to be a fantastic worker, and that doesn't count for anything because he lied. And you see, when you lie, you get that black spark on you, and it doesn't come off very easily. Mm. It doesn't come off. Now, what he could do, this Jeff Taylor, because he's such a genius, he could start his own company. Mm-hmm. And when he starts his own company, he can go to some of the people that he got jobs for who appreciated him for what he was, not what his titles were, and they would support him in developing this. And you don't have to have a lot of money to develop a low manpower company. And he could do that very easily because he knows the insides and outs of it, and it's great. It's just like many of these entrepreneurs who develop companies, and they have the fun of developing the company. They have the fun of developing the concept in the company that made the company famous. And then they get tired. Mm-hmm. They want to go and do something different. And so then they go off and they create something different. And it too is a success. My son Mark is associating himself with two people who are like that. And they want to take on the business end of Mark's business and build it up, because he's got all the potential, all the thing. Now all he has to do is get the production, get the marketing, get this and get that. He's got the whole thing. And these guys know how to do it, and they're each multimillionaires in their own senses, and they have maybe 10, 12 companies that they already own, and they have operating them very successfully, and they want to get his going. Now, as long as Mark keeps his patents and keeps the percentage of the business for himself, he'll be all right. But Mark wants to design. He wants to create. He wants to use imagination. He wants to dream. And so he needs somebody like that to manage it. And his wife, Leslie, is a super lady, but that's not her cup of tea. She's interested, but she doesn't want to get tangled up with a very busy schedule. She wants time to be herself, and you can't blame her. Anyone would. So, blend. Blend as Mark is blending with these people who are going to be beneficial for him. It might fall flat. It might drop out. He'll start another one. He's full of ideas. And if it falls flat, it's no more than what he has now. He has a good business. It's making money. It's doing fine. But it's not a successful business because he doesn't have the money to play with that he'd like to play with. And a successful business gives you money to play with that you want to play with. So we'll see just what comes up for blending his work and what comes up with Dodi, Dorothea, Ruth Zimmerman, who is the grants director of God Unlimited University of Healing. Mm-hmm. And she is the grants director, and we'll put her in the gist and list her there so that everyone can get a hold of her, and we'll have her telephone number, the biggest in the gist. And so Dodi is going to have her nieces and nephews and cousins and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters all working on her team to make a great success of this. And before you know it, we'll have money to publish all of our books and to get all of our courses out and to make all of our seminars to travel the world and to establish even a better publishing center right here. Kind of fun, isn't it?
Yes.
But that's what it's all about. And voila, blending is fun, right, Dodi?
Right.
And I'm so glad that you are here blending with us.
Oh, that's so